Good morning, good morning. You already know what time it is. It's Morning Motivation with Will Jones, and I just want to inspire each and every one of you to be great. You're listening to episode number 49. Today's episode is called, What Does It Mean to Be Successful? Being successful is so much more than financial gain, but oftentimes when you ask people about success, they determine success by one's financial status, and that is so far from the truth. A true successful person has success in all areas of their life. And today, I want to share 7 areas of your life that you should have success in if you truly want to be a successful person in life. So let's just start with the one everyone talks about the most so we can get it out of the way. Number 1, financial success. Being a good steward of money. Not just making money, but investing, flipping, and saving money. Making your money work for you. Using money as a tool to help others. The assistant pastor at my church, Pastor Fraser, said it best. He said that we should use money and love people, and never love money and use people. I personally believe that money is an excellent servant and a horrible master. Once you understand that concept, you can begin to use money for the way it was intended to be used. Moving forward, the second area of success you want to experience in life is in your health. You want to make sure you're taking care of your body. The best way to do this is to maintain a proper diet, make sure you exercise and rest. You always want to be proactive about your health instead of reactive, because in some cases, if you're not paying attention to your health, it can be too late to react once you finally realize something is wrong and needs to be corrected. I always say, you cannot do anything in this world without your health. You can't make money. You can't be a blessing to your family. You can't be a blessing to the world. You're limited by how good or poor your health is. So make sure you understand that having success in your health is actually more important than financial gain, because without your health, nothing is possible. Now, moving forward, the third area of success you want to have in your life is what I call emotional success. That's healing from what hurt you, past trauma, and your mistakes in life. Being able to control your emotions no matter what comes your way is so critical to becoming a successful person. You have to be able to not allow your emotions to control you or hinder your growth in life or damage your relationships with people. Being able to take constructive criticism without being sensitive is an example of emotional success. Not beating yourself up or talking down to yourself when you fall short or when you make mistakes in life. You know, another example is not emotionally eating or allowing your emotions to get you stuck in a rut. I see so many people that allow their emotions to delay their success, that allow their emotions to hinder their productivity in life. And you have to get a grip on that, because that will stifle your growth in all areas of life. Emotional maturity is a must for all successful people, because it plays such a major role in how you view yourself and how you view the world. So make sure, if you're not already emotionally successful in your life, make that a priority, because that is a game changer once you are able to master your emotions in life. The fourth area of success that you want to always have in your life is spiritual success. That's your relationship with God, having faith, leading with love and compassion. Jesus says to be the salt of the earth, be truthful, be honest, and operate with integrity at all times. I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I learned to develop a prayer life with God, that dramatically changed everything in my life. I remember going through a point in my life where everything just seemed like it was falling through for me. Nothing could go right. And I remember getting on my knees and praying to God and asking Him, if you fix this for me, Lord, I will use my life to walk out everything you want me to do here on this earth. And what happened was, over time, my finances began to come together. My health started to improve. I started to tap into my purpose. I met my wife, you know, and all that happened because I developed a prayer life and started spending time with God. I'm telling you, when you develop spiritual maturity, it makes everything in this world so much easier, because it takes the pressure off of you and it puts it back on God. You allow God to order your steps, show you which way to go, how to navigate through the ups and downs that come with just living normal daily life. He expedites the learning curve. So I'm telling you right now, one of the biggest areas of success that you can have in your life is spiritual success. If you're not taking spiritual success seriously, I want to encourage you to make that something you begin to focus on in your life. Now, the next area of success is something that I call contribution success. And this is very dear to my heart because it involves with giving back to society, impacting humanity in a positive way, enhancing the quality of people's life just because they met you. See, you can give back by being a role model and an example for people to follow. You can also contribute to society by developing charities, starting scholarship foundations, mentoring the youth. I personally believe that each and every one of us were born with gifts and talents that we are supposed to use to bring value to the world. I personally am an at-risk youth mentor in my local community, and I've also created this podcast and YouTube channel that I have to bring value to the world, to uplift, to encourage each and every one of you that hear my voice, because I know how important and how valuable it is to hear positivity, to hear someone tell you you can make it, to hear someone encourage you, to uplift you when you're dealing with hardships in your life. That's what humanity is about, being a blessing to each other. It's not about how many cars you have in your driveway. It's not about how much money you have in your bank account. It's about how many people's life is better because you live. So I really want to impress upon you the importance of contributing to humanity, making sure you start thinking about how can you bring value to this world. So as I continue, the sixth area that you want to have success in is what I call mental success. Obtaining knowledge, controlling your mind, maintaining the right mindset even during adversity. You want to always maintain a positive mindset. You want to keep your self-esteem positive. You want to always have a vision for your life. Listen to me closely. Your mind is the control center of your body. So your mind dictates every single thing you do in life. So you want to make sure you're maturing that mind. You want to make sure that you're feeding your mind. You want to make sure that your mind is constantly leveling up, because your life goes where your mind goes. Listen, your mind is a battlefield, and you want to make sure you are its commander and not its soldier. You can only grow as far as your mind grows. So remember to prioritize your mental success. Feed your mind just like you feed your natural body. Now, lastly, the last area of success that you want to have is what I call relationship success. You want to have great success with your friends, family, significant other, business partners, and coworkers. Listen to me closely. Your relationships in life determine the direction of your life, but you have to be able to determine which relationships to nurture and which relationships you may need to sever. See, I always say this, if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You want to hang around people that force you to level up, that encourage you to be better. You want to hang around people that are not going to hinder you and stunt your growth. Sometimes people can be dead weight, but in other situations, people can be the determining factor in getting over the hump and staying where you are in life. You got to understand that as you mature in life, as you grow in life, you're going to develop relationships that are needed to take you to the next level sometime. I remember one of my mentors told me this. He said, life is like getting on an elevator. See, when you get on at the ground level, there are going to be people that get on with you that are not going to make it to the penthouse level with you. See, as you travel from the ground level to the penthouse, people are going to get off at certain floors and new people are going to get on. See, you got to understand what type of relationships to mature and develop in order to get to that penthouse level. At the end of the day, relationships play a major factor in becoming successful in life, because no one got anywhere in life without help. So you want to make sure the people that you're nurturing relationships with are positive and encouraging individuals that are going to help you succeed in life. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can check off success in all seven of these areas, then you truly are successful in life. And if you can't, it's okay. All that means is that there's more work to be done. And if you're breathing and listening to my voice right now, that means you have an opportunity to do that work. I want to encourage each and every one of you that's listening to my voice to become a successful person. But you must understand that success goes way deeper than your bank account and how many fancy cars and fancy homes that you've acquired in this life. Success is about building a well-rounded life. Success is about having your peace of mind. And I know plenty of people that have money but lack peace in their life. So going forward, strive to become a well-rounded, successful person and watch how your life changes for the better. Thank you so much for listening. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own. Well, I can tell you firsthand that starting a podcast is one of the best decisions I've ever made, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. Well, that's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcasting. In fact, it's so good, they've already helped over 100,000 people successfully launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast into every major podcasting platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You can also get a great looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your podcast episodes, and so much more. Buzzsprout also publishes new blog posts, podcast episodes, and YouTube videos every week, so you can learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe it. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes. This lets Buzzsprout know that I sent you and helps support my show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. If you received value from today's episode, I would love you to follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Audible, or any of the many other platforms that the podcast is on. If you hit the link to my website, located in the episode notes, it will show you all the other platforms that the podcast is uploaded on. It doesn't matter what platform you prefer to listen in on, you can always get access to Morning Motivation with Will Jones. And for those who want to connect with me further, you're more than welcome to check out my YouTube channel, also called Morning Motivation with Will Jones. And you can also join the Motivation with Will Jones Facebook group. The links are also located in the episode notes. And remember, to become successful in all areas of your life, now go be great.